Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time, America. Your very own nationally award-winning family radio talk show. Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton is set to air now. We feature the trending news stories, the timely interviews you want to hear, and the hottest music in the industry. This show truly is news talk for everyone. Let others know right now that you're tuned into quality news talk that matters. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton. The broadcast begins now, now, now.
Well, good Tuesday evening to you, and welcome to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayla Thornton. Now, I am Shayla, and I'm so excited and honored that you have opted to join us this Tuesday night live. It is Tuesday, October the 18th, 2016, and welcome to the third terrific Tuesday in October. Now, I trust you're having one phenomenal week so far. Now, we are in the fall or autumn season, and cooler weather has arrived in some locations. And more will be coming our way as the season progresses. Let's Talk America is a radio show geared for every single member of your household, now regardless of generation or age. So we are very appropriate for your young toddlers and also for your aging adults in your household or your network, okay? Do stay with us. We aim to keep you informed on the issues, the topics, and the people that matter to you. Now, we cover the top trending issues of today. We've had the amazing opportunity to be on the air for 3 years, and we have presented the exclusive interviews on so many topics out there with leading experts and celebrity guests. Now, those topics have included health, law, politics, education, music, pop culture, and so much more. And we thank you for sticking with us for 3 full years, and stay with us as we continue to move full speed ahead with more information as time goes on. Right now, I would kindly ask you to please hashtag LTA Radio, hashtag LTA Radio, all caps or lowercase, on your favorite social media outlet. Perhaps you love Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, or the famous Facebook. Let us know, hashtag LTA Radio, and we can find you by using that hashtag. We certainly follow back, so do stay connected with Let's Talk America Radio. Now, we offer news talk that makes a difference in your life, and tonight is no exception. I'm so excited to welcome famed TV stars Giuliani and Bill Rancic on tonight as they discuss pasta, success, and entertainment. You want to stay with us. This is a very inspiring interview. Also, our nation recently celebrated National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week, where we have an exclusive interview with Lysester Johnson. She is an amazing, acclaimed CEO of the Academy of Hope in Washington, D.C. She will talk about adult education and literacy rates. This is a very timely topic since the White House just announced recent graduation rates, and we will continue to discuss that specific topic on our upcoming signature in the news. And lastly tonight, Jim Pullman, the Executive Director of the Index Annuity Leadership Council, joins us to discuss financial survivorship and retirement. You want to listen in for this one, and this one, of course, is relevant for all of us. Now, if you are a millennial or you're a Generation Xer or a baby boomer, finances matter, okay? You certainly need money to survive in society, and he's going to break it all down and provide some awesome information. Well, we're set up for one phenomenal lineup tonight. It's a very brief show, but it's a very informative one. Right now, I would kindly ask that you message all of your family, friends, colleagues, and even your next-door neighbor, and let them know that Let's Talk America Radio is on now. And stay tuned in, because our signature in the news is up next, and we're going to talk about some pretty trending and highly discussed topics going on in your workplace or in your neighborhood. You know, we offer timely news, great talk, and phenomenal music. And tonight, the music of Mr. Country Fly will air, so you want to stay tuned in for this. All right, everyone, let's get ready to get informed in a very engaging manner. You're listening to the one and only, the national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayla Thornton, where we offer news, talk, and music. Stay with us.
Do you need to see a doctor today and can't wait 2 weeks for an appointment?
Are you tired of waiting for hours on end in the emergency room? Well, good news. Get Well Urgent Care is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Dr. Baruti and his well-trained staff specialize in minor surgical procedures like keloid removal, IV therapy, telemedicine, and a six-month physician-supervised weight loss program. Get Well Urgent Care is located in Douglasville, Georgia, Interstate 20, Exit 37. Call 404-937-3508 or go to www.getwellga.org.
Hi, this is college senior at the College of Worcester, Brenda Core, and you're listening to Let's Talk America Radio with Shayna Thornton.
Welcome back, everyone. Of course, I'd like to thank our national sponsors and partners for their continued support. If you have an organization, for profit or nonprofit, reach out to us and we could possibly discuss some collaboration efforts. You can send us a quick email at admin@ltaradio.com. Again, that's admin@ltaradio.com, okay? Also, I'd be remiss if I did not thank our weekly dedicated listeners. Thank you for tuning in. The majority of you tune in live on Tuesday nights and also on Saturday nights on WAEC Love 860 AM radio station. But many of you go back and listen to our podcast, and thank you so much for doing that. You can listen to the replay podcast at your convenience any time of day. And if you have an iPhone, go to iTunes. If you don't, you can find us anywhere on the web. We're on SoundCloud. We're on TuneIn. We're also, of course, on Blog Talk Radio. The simplest way to connect with us is visit our website at www.ltaradio.com. Again, visit ltaradio.com, and there you can find every single bit of information you ever wanted about Let's Talk America Radio. Thank you for sticking with us. Well, if you've listened to this program before, you know it's about time for our signature and the news. And this is where we highlight the top trending news of the hour, and it has been one very busy day. One quick housekeeping note, at SCB TV channel 182 out of Georgia has collaborated with the one and only Let's Talk America Radio, where we deliver and present the televised edition of In the News. Watch us on television. Again, the simplest way to find the televised edition is visit ltaradio.com. Visit ltaradio.com. Well, we're set to deliver In the News for October the 18th, 2016. In the news, graduation rates up. The White House announced this week that the highest U.S. high school graduation rate on record occurred in the 2014 and 2015 school year. The graduation rate was 83.2%. Now, according to the National Center for Education Statistics, every reported group, which includes race, income, and disability, had increases in graduation rates. Significant disparities still exist between groups of students. In the news, Trump claims rigged election. Donald Trump and some of his surrogates recently amplified their argument that the presidential election is rigged. The 2016 Republican presidential candidate tweeted several posts claiming the election process is geared towards giving favorability to Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. He also made claims that the media is against him as well. Meanwhile, his running mate Mike Pence has expressed the election process as credible and legitimate. And lastly, in the news, North Carolina political party office firebombed. According to the reports, a GOP office in Hillsborough, North Carolina was firebombed over the weekend. The words "Nazi Republicans get out of town or else" was spray painted on an adjacent building along with a swastika. A flammable substance ignited inside the building, damaging some furniture and the building's interior. Now, there were no human injuries. We will keep you posted. Well, everyone, this concludes this edition of In the News, but certainly stay with us as we continue to deliver news that matters. If you're a news junkie or you simply want to stay informed with what's going on around you in the world, join us on Twitter. The handle for the show on Twitter is SS Thornton. The handle for Let's Talk America Radio on Twitter is SSTHORNTON, okay? We share news stories on Twitter 24 hours a day, so you're going to love it. All right, everyone, I am so excited to have the one and only Giuliani Rancic and her husband Bill Rancic on tonight. And many of you recognize, of course, Giuliani from E! News. She's going to talk about the entertainment industry, her success, and of all things, pasta. It's her favorite food. Stay with us. You are tuned in to your very own family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton.
Planning for a bright financial future is always difficult. There are so many questions we need to answer. When should I start saving? How can I afford to put away savings for the future and still live a comfortable lifestyle today? It's my job to help you find the answers to these questions and build a plan to help you achieve your goals. Let's get together to talk more about your goals. We offer great rates and coverage you can depend on for your cars and your leisure vehicles. And I can also help you start planning ahead to protect the people you love, can give you a great peace of mind. Please call 478-405-5860 or go to www.countryfinancial.com/Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T, dot Johnson.
Hi, this is Shirley, and we just love listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thorpe.
Hi, my name is Kavarga, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
Hi, my name is Nicole Dodd, and I'm tuning in every Tuesday at 7:30 to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thorpe.
This is Audrey, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thorpe. This is such an awesome show. If you're not connected, you really need to be.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now time for our signature inspirational quote for tonight. And this is where I highlight a very motivating quote that hopefully will get you on your way to a very productive week. Tonight's quote comes from Charles Schwab, who once said, "The man who trims himself to suit everybody will soon whittle himself away." Again, Charles Schwab once said, "The man who trims himself to suit everybody will soon whittle himself away." I think this quote speaks for itself, and it's always timely if you really think about it. If you become what everyone else wants you to be, then you lose yourself. You'll simply diminish, you'll disappear into thin air, and then we will miss the true you. So move forward and make the best decision for yourself. Don't bend and conform for everyone else, because after all, you have one life. It's your life, your choices, your decisions, just like everyone else makes their own, okay? So certainly be cautious and wary of people always wanting you to do only what they want you to do. All right, everyone, I'm so excited to have E! News anchor, the one and only Juliana Rancic, on tonight. She's going to talk about the entertainment industry. She's also going to talk about success and also her obsession with pasta, okay? So this segment is for all foodies out there, pasta lovers and more. We're going to talk exclusively with the one and only TV star Juliana Rancic. And we also have a very intriguing and timely segment with a visionary and educator who is convinced it's never too late to get your high school education and pursue on to more skills such as college and so much more. We have one full show for you tonight. It's a brief one, but stay with us. You are tuned in to your very own family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton, where we offer news, talk, and music.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America. Now, October may bring to mind pumpkins and Halloween candy, but did you know it's also National Pasta Month? And the best way to celebrate is to go eat, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, mangiare and eat like an Italian. I'm no expert at any of this, but I'm so excited right now to have on tonight, you certainly recognize her name, current E! News host and first-generation Italian-American, Juliana Rancic, and her amazing husband, Bill Rancic. Welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you. Now, did I pronounce that word right? Tell me.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
talking all about, a lot of Italian words floating around. Arrivederci, buongiorno, mangia, mangia, which means eat, eat. So, good to talk to you.
All right, cool. Well, now tell us about the National Pasta Month. You know, I did not know that. October is also Breast Cancer Awareness, Domestic Violence Awareness. But here is Pasta Month, and I love pasta. Tell us what brings the two of you to spotlight this.
You know, I was born in Naples, Italy. So pasta is always was and still is a very big part of my life. I eat it pretty much once a day. I'd say probably, right, Bill, like 3 or 4 nights a week.
Yeah,
we eat a lot of pasta, and sometimes at lunch, too. So, Italians make eating dinner an experience. You know, it's not just a necessity. It's an experience. It's a bit of an event. But they don't put a lot of, they don't have to put a lot of effort in. There's just simple things you can do to make your family feel special and feel like you're sitting at an authentic Italian table.
Oh, wow. I love that. Now, I think a lot of Americans are like you, Gianna, that they eat a pasta every day. Really quick, the healthy end of it is out. But should we feel guilty about eating it? Because, no. I don't know, you see so much about carbs in the news.
Look, I got to tell you, you know, look at the alternatives, right? You know, just other, think about other food that you would eat. A lot of it is, you know, high in fat and sodium. And you know, I got to tell you, the pasta is great. You know, when you go over to Europe, you go, gosh, everyone here is so fit and healthy. And in Italy especially, they just eat a lot of pasta. But it's made with simple ingredients, a lot of vegetables, herbs and spices and little grated Parmesan. So, you know, it's really, it's actually quite healthy if you think about it. And also,
okay.
The nice thing about pasta, you don't need a lot of it to be satisfied. So some people
that's true.
Okay, maybe I'll eat a salad tonight for dinner, but then that salad, you might not be satisfied. So now you've moved on to something else and something else. When you kind of break it down, you see that it's actually really a great meal all around, very well-rounded meal.
Wow, you're right. And also there are alternatives such as whole wheat pasta, different options out there. Bill, how are you celebrating National Pasta Month?
Well, you know, I've become an Italian ever since I married Juliana, and I've embraced that way of life. And we go to Italy quite often, and I was just reading that I thought was fascinating. And it said, in Italy, they're 80% more likely to set the table for dinner than they are here.
Oh, wow.
And that really says a lot because they use the dinner time as a way to connect. They talk about their day. They put their phones aside, and they really use that as a way to build the relationships and build the family unit. And that's something that we try to do. So when we're at home, you know, we're having a great night. We set the table. We light a candle. It's almost like a restaurant-style experience.
Okay.
And that's what the Mangia way of life is all about.
Wow. Why do you think as Americans that doesn't happen as much? Because as you know, there have been some complaints out there about organizations saying American families need to set the table more, get around the table so we can also eat healthier because we're making our own meals.
You know what I think it is? I think that, you know, now you have two working parents in many homes, you know, before one. And we just need better solutions to be able to prepare meals that are delicious, and that our family will love and are, you know, have a nice presentation and great ingredients. But we need to be able to do that in a quicker way, you know, because you don't have a lot of time between preparing dinner and getting the kids to bed. You want to be able to spend time with your kids, not be sitting in the kitchen for an hour. So what's nice about the Bertolli meals, these new reformulated Bertolli meals, which are absolutely delicious, you keep them in the freezer when you're ready. You literally just tear them open. You pour every single ingredient. You just pour the whole bag into a skillet. In 10 to 11 minutes, you have the most delicious meal. You don't even have to boil water, okay? It literally doesn't get any easier. So when you come home from work, that's it. You're done. You don't have to thaw out the frozen meal, nothing. You can have that extra time to spend with your family. So I think that's what's nice about, you know, these days, these companies are looking for better ways to allow families to sit around the table and have that great Mangia family experience, but not have to sit in the kitchen for a long period of time, which takes people away from their family.
That's right.
Wow, you're right. What a great idea. Really quick, while I have both of you on, I've had a lot of success in the spotlight. Can you tell our listeners, get some quick pearls of wisdom to how to make it and stay on top? You know, there are many ones listening in right now, different generations, trying to figure that out, but yet still trying to stay true to themselves.
Well, you know, I know it's very cliche, but you got to enjoy what you're doing. And when you find a career or a profession that you love, you're going to be willing to make the sacrifices needed in order to succeed. You've got to get up earlier and stay later than the competition. And
if
you don't, your competition is going to be doing that, and they're going to beat you every single time. So, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you're able to hop out of bed and actually look forward to going to work, that's always a really good start to finding, you know, the path that's going to take you the highest in life.
And for some of the younger listeners, the only thing I just want to say, the younger listeners, and this is what I did to get up, through the ranks, through Hollywood, through E, it's really about, having the power of a positive attitude and,
okay.
and letting people know that you are a yes person, you know?
Okay.
There's nothing worse than when a boss, you know, asks someone, can you do, I don't think so. That is, you know what I used to always say? I used to go, even if I thought to myself, I don't know how I'm going to do that, I would go, yeah, let me get right on that. And I would try
okay.
to find a way to do it. And so when you act like that and you have that attitude, your people want to promote you within their company, and they want you to be part of their success, mm-hmm. which in turn makes you successful.
Wow, great advice from both of you who have done very well. Where can our national and international listeners go for more information about the Italian dishes that you talked about today and National Pasta Month?
Oh, there's a great website, BertoliMangia.com. And for those listeners who don't speak Italian or understand Italian, Mangia is spelled M-A-N-G-I-A.
Bertoli, B-E-R-T-O-L-L-I, Mangia.com.
Thank you both for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
Thank you. Ciao, Bella.
I'm LaAngela from the Atlanta metro area, and I listen to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
My name is Kayla. I'm 4 years old, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Now, did you know that adults without a high school diploma are over 7 times more likely to live in poverty than those with a diploma? Well, as National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week approaches us, it is important to raise awareness about the disparity in adult education and literacy. And, of course, that's something so critical here on Let's Talk America Radio. As you all know, we have done community initiatives trying to bring attention and awareness to that. But I am no expert on any of this. I'm so excited right now to have on the line Miss LaCester Johnson. She is the CEO of Academy of Hope, and she's with us right now to discuss the need, impact, and best practices for providing adult education across this nation. Hello, LaCester, and welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Hi, Shayna. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
What an honor to have you on. You, of course, a very successful leader yourself within the educational realm, and we need your help because it is something critical here in the U.S. Now, you have to tell us, what is the importance of National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week?
The importance of National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week is to raise public awareness about the need and value of adult education in this country and in your local communities. Nationally, we have about 36 million individuals who do not have a high school credential or who are struggling with basic reading, writing, and math skills. So it's a huge issue, but many of us, when we think about education, we don't think a lot about the adults and the caregivers who need these services.
You said a lot, and you said it so well. Someone right now sitting in San Diego, California, may be saying, how is it 2016 and someone doesn't have a diploma? With all of the societal emphasis, if you will, through the mainstream media of higher education, I know it's happening, and I recognize it's happening on a rampant level. But you being someone, a leader of an amazing educational institution, how is it happening? What challenges are individuals facing where they just can't obtain that high school diploma?
You know, when we talk to the adults who come to our program, there are a couple of things that happen. So most have dropped out. They dropped out around the 9th grade or 10th grade. There were a lot of social issues at home. We talk, many have experienced homelessness. Their families might have had someone in their family who was using drugs. You know, there was a lot of instability in the home. We also had adults who had to leave school to help contribute to the family income. So it wasn't necessarily that the individuals didn't care about school, but their life circumstances prevented them from continuing their education. And I like to say sometimes despite our best efforts in K-12, we do lose people because of all of these other social issues that many come into the school systems with.
Wow.
So we need a place for those adults who need to get back in can go and continue their education.
Oh, what a great point you bring up, that life can happen and people face different circumstances. Now, tell us specifically what you all are doing over at the Academy of Hope that's making all of the difference.
Well, we're offering programs throughout the day. We have a morning adult basic education program. So we start with individuals who are at the beginning literacy level, and we provide reading, writing, math, but we also go beyond the basic skills and prepare people for the GED and going on to college and advanced training. So our goal is not to stop at the GED, but really help people to start to transform their lives and their economic situation by picking up those workforce skills and going on to college.
Wow, I love that. So it's not the notion of saying, hey, just let's do the GED. You're saying for those interested, and you all do your best to encourage, let's go beyond the GED or the high school education, right?
Absolutely, yes, because that's what we know will help these families change their lives.
Yes, wow, I love that. You know, what else can be done to help? If someone is sitting in Atlanta, Georgia right now, and they're saying, well, nice, I love that notion. Maybe they don't know of an Academy of Hope type educational setup like what you are leading right now. What can they do to help?
They can just do a search on the web for their local literacy organizations and perhaps go and visit. They're small across the country. One of the things that adult ed providers suffer from, there you can, in large cities, you might have a community college running your adult literacy programs, but in some of the smaller areas, your libraries might be running your adult ed program. So do a search on literacy in your local community and perhaps visit or consider doing some volunteering just to learn more.
Wow, I love that. And any advice for those right now who have may already finished high school, maybe they have had some college or a four-year or a master's degree, they're having children, they have grandkids now, and they want them to reach their potential, as you know, which is so important to do. Any advice for them to emphasize the love of learning? Because I think moms and dads around the world right now listening to us, LaCesta, are saying they seem so interested in the beginning, in the pre-K years, and then as time goes on, it seems like there's a loss of interest. Anything to keep that love of learning and reading and literacy there?
I think spending time with your child, just even if it's something entertainment-wise and reading material. Reading, you know, there's a lot of research that supports parents who read to their children. Their children are more likely to do well in school and are doing well in school. But finding time to engage your child around material that's of interest to them. It doesn't necessarily have to be schoolwork, but really showing a love of learning of new information is one way to do that.
Wow.
It doesn't have to be the homework, although we want them engaged on that. But but they engage with material that's of interest to them to keep the interest there.
I love it. And you certainly know, of course, Ms. LaCesta Johnson. She's the CEO of Academy of Hope. She also holds a Master's of Education, Specialist Degree in Transition, Special Education from the one and only the George Washington University. And she has over 20 years of experience in operating and leading educational resources or institutions or entities, if you will. Before you leave us, where can our national and international listeners go for more information about everything you discuss about literacy, education, and the hope of making sure all of us reach our potential regardless of age?
I think a great place for people to start is the National Coalition for Literacy, and that's nationalcoalitionofliteracy.org. If they do a search for National Coalition for Literacy, it can at least start them to learn more about adults, and there are some links that can link to other resources.
I love it. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
All right, thank you.
Are you looking for a family-based radio talk show that addresses the relevant issues and concerns of today? You have found the right option. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is your award-winning radio talk show that's for every member of the family. Check out our brand new website by visiting www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is talk radio with substance. Tune in.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Now, many Americans think they are financially savvy, but actually new research from the Index Annuity Leadership Council, better known as ILALC, the acronym, shows that baby boomers, the group closest to retirement, the millennials and also the Generation Xers' parents, they actually struggle with retirement fundamentals and are not saving enough, even though retirement is right around the corner for many, maybe months or even just a few years away. In fact, one in four baby boomers have less than $5,000 saved for retirement. Now, I am no expert at any of this, but I'm so excited right now to have someone that is. I have the one and only, the executive director of the Index Annuity Leadership Council, the one and only Jim Pullman. He's on tonight to discuss the crippling retirement crisis and the significance of raising America's retirement IQ, if you will. Jim, welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great to be with you.
Oh, excited to have you on. We've got to get to the basis of learning now. We all want our retirement IQ to be higher, not just those baby boomers, Generation X, Generation Y, millennials. Everyone should be interested in this one. I was a little surprised to see that baby boomers, the group that tends to be the parents or guardians of many Generation Xers and those younger, you're saying they don't really have the, a lot of them don't have the money saved for retirement. How can this be?
Well, a lot of people just have not paid attention to it, and they were all kind of living in the moment and spending in the moment and not doing long-term planning. You gave the key data point of one in four baby boomers have less than $5,000 saved for retirement. Another key data point is that 60% of baby boomers think they need less than $1 million in retirement, and in reality, in today's environment, they're probably going to need about $250,000 just for healthcare expenses as we age. And so that gets eaten up pretty fast. I think a lot of people think that since they have not planned for retirement, they just keep putting it off. And I think that then they find themselves in trouble. And so that's why we're really kind of out to try to educate folks that it's never too late. And the earlier you start, the better off you'll be. Raise that retirement IQ, and you're going to be in much better shape.
Sounds like a plan. Now, Jim, you know there's someone listening right now to us from Sacramento, California, saying, you know, Jim, I hear you, and maybe I don't have the money saved that I need, but, hey, I've got Social Security coming, right, and I'm going to have Medicare, and that's going to help with my health care costs that you pinned down on. Any suggestions for that person hoping, of course, for their government benefits to kick in and really help?
I think that's a great question. Many of baby boomers are expecting to just solely live off Social Security as their mainstream of income for retirement. However, you know, more than half of the boomers don't even know what their Social Security check would be once they retire. We found that out in our survey, and many overestimate when asked what their Social Security retirement check would be. Many of them overestimate that by about $500 or more, and so that budget miscalculation alone can, over a 30-year retirement, can cost somebody about $250,000. That's part of that retirement IQ we talk about. Figure out what you're going to get from Social Security, and then do some calculations, which are very easy to do. For example, we have on our website, which is fiainsights.org, a simple retirement calculator where you can plug in some simple numbers and figure out what you need to save for retirement. That's part of that retirement IQ. Social Security does not provide the kind of income that people think it's going to provide. Thus, people are going to have to save outside of that. And for example, a fixed index annuity is one other way to provide a lifetime stream of income, which acts sort of like Social Security. When you put money in, you can potentially get a long-term stream of income to continue to plan for retirement. So it's important to look at all of those options, but Social Security, you know, we always have this debate about whether or not Social Security is even going to be there when we are going to retire. Baby boomers, it looks like it's going to be there. Millennials, who knows? And so it's important to look at what you're going to get and then how you can supplement that income in retirement.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now we have listeners of different backgrounds, of different generations. I know the baby boomers, that's the buzzword that we focused on when we're saying they were not prepared. But if someone is listening to us right now and they're 68 years old and they're still working, but they're saying maybe in another year I will stop, and then they're listening in with their son right now who is 39 years old, should their savings plan or their plan for retirement be the same, Jim, or will that differ?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think they should differ. First of all, my tip for folks is, no matter how old you are, if your company that you're working for sponsors its own retirement plan, you should be participating in that, because you have the ability to then save tax deferred in that retirement plan. And many companies will offer a matching contribution to whatever you put in, or a profit-sharing contribution, which I kind of deem as free money that you wouldn't get unless you were saving for retirement. No matter what age, if you're still working, you should be participating in that to be able to maximize the dollars that you can save for retirement that could be matched or a contribution from your company. That being said, those that are younger have more time. And so how you're investing that money may be different. Those that are 68, for example, are not going to have the time before retirement to ride out the peaks and valleys of the market, for example. So that's where a fixed index annuity can come in, which is basically what we call sleep insurance, which is a wonderful vehicle to save, but also can give you a lifetime stream of income. Those that are 38 should be participating in their plan, but they could also then participate in a vehicle like a fixed index annuity where they have a longer term period to grow those dollars before tapping in. So they're not necessarily going to be the same based on how you're utilizing those retirement dollars and investing them, but you can still use some of those same vehicles.
Listeners, you are tuned in to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. I'm so excited to have on with us. He is a retirement guru, talking about Jim Pullman. He is breaking everything down from us. He just eloquently described a fixed index annuity. Now, tell me this, for someone listening in of any age, where can they find this financial vehicle, Jim?
Sure. Well, first of all, we offer on our website, FIAinsights.org, a really good explanation of a retirement. We offer retirement calculators. There are a lot of great consumer aspects and tools for you to start to plan for retirement, and also give some very basic facts on fixed index annuities. Fixed index annuities are an insurance product, and so they're sold through life insurance agents and some registered advisors. So if you work with a life insurance agent, for example, they typically will have a portfolio of fixed index annuities to choose from by reputable companies all across the country. So that's really where you could start.
Okay.
And going to our website and getting educated on them as well would be a great start as well.
Okay, great information. Now, we offer real talk for real people here on Let's Talk America Radio, Jim. And someone's saying, awesome, they've took mental notes. Maybe they're in their tablet and they've been jotting down everything you said. And then they say, wait a minute, Jim, I would love to, but I have the kids who have to pay for their daycare, and then I've got to make sure if there anything happens. So many financial gurus and experts like yourself say always have an emergency fund. They're looking at the pot of money, and they don't see enough to go around. What would be your advice?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because even saving a minimal amount of money, especially when you're younger, you have the time value of money on your side. So in other words, if you skipped a meal out on a weekend and put an extra $25 or $50 a month away, especially if you can take it out of your paycheck, is incredibly important. And get on one of those websites, look at a financial calculator, and you can actually figure out if you save $50 a month or $25 a month, whatever that may be, if you're stretched for dollars right now and have different priorities, you can see what that's going to be worth later. And it's interesting to see what an extra $25 or $50 a month, how that can grow quickly over the lifetime in planning for retirement, and it will increase your available dollars for retirement dramatically.
Wow. Jim Pullman, of course, Executive Director of Annuity Leadership Council. The acronym is IALC. Where can our national and international listeners go for more information about everything you talked about today and more tips on retirement savings so they can increase that retirement IQ?
www.fiainsights.org, and we've got a lot of valuable information on retirement planning, a lot of consumer calculators, and some great information on fixed index annuities right at your fingertips.
I love it. Thanks for keeping us informed, and may we all have a very high retirement IQ, Jim.
Have a great day. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk America radio show.
Yo, what up, world? What it do? Mr. Country Flies in the building. It's Grindovation all day, every day. Hustle never slow because we radical. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mr. Country Fly. And if you're looking for shows, updates, new music, and videos, visit www.mrcountryfly.com. That's www.mrcountryfly.com. Coming to a city near you with an open heart because we streets of gentlemen. Ease up.
A special thanks to everyone for tuning in tonight. The voice you just heard was that of musician Country Fly. And in fact, his music will air next here on the show. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk America Radio this Tuesday night. Remember, we broadcast live each and every Saturday night on the one and only WAEC Love 860 AM radio station at 8 p.m. Join us, okay? For more information, please visit www.ltaradio.com. Again, check out our new website, ltaradio.com. Well, everyone, stay with us, okay? And send messages. We love feedback. If you have a suggested featured guest you would love to see on your favorite family radio talk show, we certainly do take requests. Send us a quick email at admin@ltaradio.com. Again, that's admin@ltaradio.com, and someone will get back to you. Well, a quick friendly reminder that Let's Talk America with host Shana Thornton will present its inaugural A Celebration of Hope, a community benefit luncheon, on Saturday, November the 19th, 2016, at 12 p.m. in the Atlanta metropolitan area. Now, proceeds from the event do benefit a local GED program that allows individuals from the age of 16 to 24 years old with economically disadvantaged situations, they're able to get their GED or high school diploma for free as long as they put in the hard work. So certainly please support us in this very important cause. If you're interested in attending or you simply want to make a donation of any amount, please visit ltaradio.com. Please visit ltaradio.com, and on the top menu bar, click on Benefit Luncheon, okay? Certainly support us. Well, as I said before, the phenomenal music of Country Fly will air now. The title of this track is Father. Check it out, okay? We'll be back on soon in days. Stay with us, and again, please visit ltaradio.com, and remember to hashtag LTA Radio, hashtag LTA Radio, all caps or lowercase, and let others know you are tuned in on your favorite social media website. Join us, connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google+, Pinterest. We're out there. Talk to you soon. Stay informed, everyone. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shana Thornton Radio. Let's Talk America with host Shana Thornton is an entity of Pagan & Thomas Enterprises, LLC. All content original, copyright 2016. Views of the guests are their own. They do not reflect those of the staff or production team of Let's Talk America Radio.
And we struggle just to get it right. Every day you gotta sacrifice. I work hard to be a father. It's a struggle just to get it right. Every day you gotta sacrifice. I work hard to be a father.
Sometimes I feel like the world is on my shoulders. Every day ride like a soldier. Gotta get home, tuck my babies in. After long, I was chasing them dividends. And it's hard work, but I stay strong to teach my little girl right from wrong. And my sons how to stay up out the streets and build a mouth opportunity. How to love a woman, how to trust a man. Believe in God and he'll understand what it takes to make it through this life. No matter what, daddy gotta sacrifice to be right there next to you. The homework and life lessons you go through when you graduate and when you walk that out. The joy in my heart when I see that smile. We can laugh, we can cry, spend time together. Falling, scratching me, I make it all better. But if you get out of line, I'ma love you tough and show you where you went wrong, tighten up. Birthday party, take your family pics. No matter the occasion, I don't wanna miss. Between work and church, home and all, Papa seems so busy trying to juggle it all.
And we struggle just to get it right. Every day you gotta sacrifice. I work hard to be a father. It's a struggle just to get it right. Every day you gotta sacrifice.